Mojo in the morning. So this is a actual little survey thing that I read. Half of us have at least one neighbor that we wish would move away. This is actually funny because I want to know who that neighbor is, and I want to know what it is that you would want them. Why do you want them to move? Let me read the survey, and I want you to call us up. If you have a neighbor that you wish would move, call us up and tell us why. Think of all your neighbors, and there is at least one neighbor that you are fine with never seeing again. Ours actually moved, so they're gone, but he was a little creepy and kind of weird. A new poll found that half of us have at least one neighbor we would encourage to move if there was a polite way to do it. Half of us have also considered moving ourselves to get away from that bad neighbor. 844-MOJO Live, 844-665-6548. I want you to call out that neighbor. Listen to this other part of the survey that I thought was interesting. 31% of people with Ring cams, security cameras, Nest cams, have caught their neighbor doing something on video. I would love to know that, too.
Me too.
Man, nowadays, we were just talking about that just a second ago with, like, surveillance cameras. But nowadays with Ring cams, man, on houses, you can pretty much pick up anything. I mean, there are neighbors doing all the stuff. I actually have, like, four Ring cams. All right? So I have one that's on my doorbell, and then I've got a couple that are, like, each of the kind of, like, points of the house where there's, like, a window, like, on the first level and stuff. And all they're pointed to is just if anybody actually goes to that entry or whatever, you know, just in case something happened, because we had an issue a couple years back. I'm contemplating putting in another portable Ring cam just to show my front yard to find who are the offenders that do the poop and leave.
The dog poop.
Or the, remember the throw the bag thing? I caught my neighbor Brittany doing that, where she actually cleans up but throws the bag right on my driveway and leaves it there for me.
Yeah.
So I contemplated that a little bit. Do you guys have any neighbors? Spike, you're new to your neighborhood, so you probably have met anybody.
Well, no, I've met all the neighbors, and I like them all so far.
They're all putting on their best, best front foot forward.
But so am I. I might be the neighbor.
Right.
but the house I grew up in, we had the neighbor my whole life, and it got to the point where it was either they were going to move or my parents were going to move, and after 30 years, my parents had to move because the neighbor was so bad. And to this day, my mom celebrates finally getting away from that neighbor, and it's just, you get those neighbors, and they, most cases, realize that people don't like them, and then they double down.
That's terrible.
And they become an a-hole even more. Yeah. That's the worst part, is when people know they're just grating on people and they get joy out of making people's lives miserable.
I like all my neighbors for the most part, but this is the time of year. I know it's coming in probably a month or so when my neighbors who live across the street from me, they are fanatic about the leaves in their yard.
Oh, yeah.
You know her. And she'll walk. I see her outside and she'll walk over and go, there are a lot of oak leaves in my yard, but I don't have an oak tree. Every year. This will be my seventh year hearing this. It's like tradition. If it doesn't happen, I'm going to be so mad. But she just really rips me a new one about my tree that blows across the street leaves into her yard.
Well, we all know Mike's story, too, with his neighbor. Remember, the neighbor was selling the house. Did they ever sell that house, Mike, and move yet or no?
I think the housing market's changed, honestly, because they reduced the price and everything on it.
And that was the neighbor that was trying to get away from Mike. He put the house up for sale. We were convinced.
Right. Unintentionally, I really am trying to be a good neighbor. But I have things like my camper that I don't know the rules on, and I have a feeling I'm going to be that neighbor that people have to come over and be like, hey, can you change this? Can you do this? Like, because I don't know where you're supposed to put a camper. You can't just leave it in your yard. I'm finding out, and my yard's bad this year, so like I feel like I'm becoming that
neighbor. You're that neighbor. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't you still have a lawnmower, like that riding lawnmower that's sitting there?
Yes. Unintentionally, I'm becoming that neighbor, yeah.
It's a beautiful day in Mike's neighborhood. It's a beautiful day with his camper in the way.
Would you be mine?
Yeah. Mojo in the morning. So who's the neighbor that you would like to see move away, Ellie?
So similar to to Shannon's, I have a neighbor that walks up and down my street collecting leaves, and she'll lick her thumb and put it on the leaves so she can get the little tiny leaves. But just yesterday, it's terrible. Just yesterday, she left tortilla chips on my welcome mat.
Why? Really?
You can see her, like, lick her fingers as she's walking away, and you can see her go and pick up more leaves, but she left me chips.
Why did she do that? Was that just being like a bag of tortilla chips? I don't understand.
It was two singular chips, and then I just watched squirrels come and take them away.
Unbelievable. That's kind of weird.
I feel like that's some creepy like sign.
Is she like
means
got a little bit of something going on in her life?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm just waiting for the day she just walks into my house at this point, honestly.
Interesting. Wow.
Seems like an old school diss that we just don't know.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Paul, who's the neighbor that you wish would move?
Every night I pick up Saba poop for my dogs, and my neighbor, for the last probably about 4 months, their dog goes out at night and they throw the poop over in our yard in the middle of the night or at night at 11 o'clock when they go to bed. It's on our Ring camera. It's on our Nest cam. Every day you can see it. I've approached them about it. They don't care. But every day, there's just more and more poop in our backyard.
What'd you do to them?
Nothing. We moved in a couple years ago. We get along great, but I don't know why she does it.
Oh, they're just lazy like or something.
Bag. It's amazing, though, they throw it in your yard. Like, grab a shovel and just throw it right over your...
Yeah. I mean, you can see it on our camera. On a pooper scooper, they just fling it over into our backyard.
Fling. I used to do that. I used to do my old neighborhood, we had a fence in our backyard in these trees. You couldn't see us. Occasionally, I just go and, phew, and fling them. The going Jeff George's neighbor.
It had a very specific noise that you made.
Bing. Yeah, exactly. What's up, Shelby? This is a very drastic one, Shelby.
Hey, Mojo.
Hi.
Well, I'd like to call out Judy and Daryl.
Judy and Daryl.
We moved into our house and it was an estate. And it started with her crying because I didn't pull my weeds more frequently. And she was like, it's not like it was when Fran lived here.
Oh, Judy.
So then we started amping up the beds, the flower beds, because we moved from an apartment into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then she walked by and I was like, hey, Judy, how's it going? And she's like, your flower bed smells like cat.
Oh, my gosh. No matter what you do, you can't win.
No, she may be the problem neighbor. You may be the problem neighbor, and it may not be Judy and Daryl.
Maybe. But so this is the kicker. We got in this altercation, and they put, the worst-looking bulb in their outdoor light that they had been turning off because it shines into our bedroom window.
Yeah.
And we went over and were like, hey, can you turn off the bulb? And they went into this whole elaborate story about how someone broke into their car and the guy ran across the street and almost got caught by the cops on foot. And we were like, okay, well, we'll look on our Ring camera to see if we can find it. There was no break-in.
No.
They made the whole thing up.
When you said worst bulb, is it like a different color bulb light or just a really bright light that doesn't let you sleep because it's going in your window?
Fluorescent bulb that
you've
ever seen.
Yeah.
It sounds like
glass in there.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of those situations where you just hate that everything that the person does.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. You hate them. Oh, they had these shoes that are just the worst.
Sam, who is your worst neighbor that you would like to see move?
I don't want her to move, but she is a pastor at a church, and I am terrified.
Why?
So we have outdoor speakers, and we like to do, like, pool parties and stuff and, like, listen to, like, rap and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, oh, she's going to judge me. Like,
No. Come on.
No. That's fine. That's actually really funny, though.
Yeah. Party.
Yeah. Josh actually moved because of his neighbors. Why did you move, Josh?
All right. Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right, so my story's a little crazy. A few years ago, I had a neighbor who would cross-dress and wear, he was a guy, wear two-piece bikinis, and even in the fall, and he would do his yard work, raking up leaves in bikinis. He actually moved. And then 2 years later, after he moved, we moved. We got in a different house, and we moved on the same street he was on.
Oh, who would have thought? So you ended up moving.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Hey, you guys got the same taste.
Yeah, exactly. He moved way further down, so we didn't have to see it. But now we moved again. We actually listened to you in Maryland, from Maryland, on the app.
So, oh, my God. Wait.
Thank you so much.
It's unbelievable, wow. But somebody just told me there's this guy that's moving to Maryland right now.
Oh, yeah. I hope he's not listening.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate you so much. Jessica actually said that their neighbor is the neighbor with the pet tombstones. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. She is an old crotchety lady. The house that we live in actually used to be my fiance's grandparents. She's been there a long time. We don't really talk to her, but she buries all of her pets in her backyard and has tombstones for her pets. And actually, during the holidays, she puts wreaths on the gravestones. Just interesting. And then my other neighbors on the other side is a younger couple. They're outside in their driveway fighting quite a bit. Their kids are loud and come and go all the time. In the middle of the night, and just have to look. They're one of those people too who have their kids leave all of their toys and stuff outside. So
yeah
I don't have
Shannon.
By the way,
just said, "All right, now you're crossing the line. There ain't nothing wrong with leaving your kids' toys outside all the time."
Got a John Deere tractor parked in my driveway.
Get everything.
Wait, hold on. Alex, voice disguise, claiming that your neighbor's so bad they actually tried to cause harm to you. Is that right?
They claim that there was a mowing, like the lawnmower, it was ran over their foot.
They claim that your lawnmower ran over their foot?
Yes. And one of my good friends lives in the neighborhood, and the contractors actually were yelled at by the family.
Okay. All right.
Just for noise disturbance.
Oh, okay.
And they were hours away, and there was nothing being done. It was the middle of the day. They were building a house.
So you believe that they lie about both of those things, that both of them aren't true?
And there's multiple others, and I don't want to give more information because I don't want to be shot or anything.
You don't want to be shot? Wait, you think that neighbors are so bad, you think that they would shoot you?
Yeah, they said that if any of the animals would be on their property, they're going to be dead.
Oh, my
God. Okay, that's awful.
Oh, that's crazy. Can you say what town you live in and just to tell us?
No, it's too small of a town.
Okay, what town it's by?
Let's say between Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Between Detroit and Ann Arbor is a very big place. So,
yeah.
Livonia? I'm trying to... Plymouth?
No, not Livonia.
Okay.
Everyone's safe. You like... The police, like the cops, have been involved. Like, it's just not good.
Isn't it awful, by the way, when you have to have cops get involved and stuff like that? That's when you know something crazy is going on. But all right, thank you for the call.